Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. That's the number to call up. And, of course, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, you can always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious to send in your voicemail messages. If I'm sniffling, I'm not sick or anything like that. I just got the sniffles. I just got allergies. So you're constantly hearing me having to blow my nose or something like that. But that's about it. Other than that, I'm feeling fantastic. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. The WNBA having its negotiations, the NFL scouting combine, George Pickens possibly about to be franchised. That's a subject that we'll get into. Of course, there's some NBA action to get into because the San Antonio Spurs are really elevating themselves and staking claim to potentially being the best team in the National Basketball Association right now, on the verge of capturing a championship. We got to talk about that as well. Of course, Darren Peterson out of Kansas, he came to his own defense, speaking up for himself in the aftermath of people like myself and others questioning why he would be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft, considering his lack of availability at the University of Kansas under Bill Self. We'll get into all of that as the show progresses, but I'm starting off today's show talking about Kevin Durant, because based off of an article written on ESPN.com by Mr. Vincent Goodwill, who, by the way, will be on the show in the next 20 or 30 minutes or so, he wrote a very, very interesting article about Kevin Durant, and he was talking about some stuff going on with Kevin Durant as it pertains to his belief regarding critics of USA Basketball. And he basically accused folks of attacking and targeting, rather, Black Americans. He said, quote, "I just don't like the talk around the USA versus European style of how you approach the game," Durant told ESPN. "All I hear is AAU is destroying the game. The Euros do it right while the Americans do it wrong. It's a lot of bullshit with that. I can read between the lines on that. It's a shot at Black Americans. We're controlling the sport. They're tired of us controlling the sport. France is coming for you. Really? We smacked them boys." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you I'm 10 toes down on this with Kevin Durant. He's 1,000% right. And we can sit up there and we can talk about it any way we want to. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to run from the subject matter. Kevin Durant is absolutely right. Now, you might not hear a lot of people, whether they agree with me or disagree with me. I'm not about to be accusatory or anything like that, because it's not a negative. But there aren't an abundance of African-Americans hosting radio shows or being on national television like me. So I consider it a personal responsibility of mine, if I agree with Kevin Durant, to speak up and to show the level of courage he clearly showed, because he's absolutely right. You can slice it any way you want to. He's absolutely right. There are an abundance of people who want to give you this impression. You understand that the Euros are coming, the Euros are coming, and I get that part. But if you think for 1 second it doesn't involve a hesitancy to support the Black athlete, or it doesn't involve a tendency to point the finger at the Black athlete, make no mistake about it. That's exactly what Kevin Durant was alluding to, and he's absolutely positively right. I'm going to take you on an historical path, so we can sit up there and think about it from this standpoint, okay? Let's look at a couple of things here. Let's go back in time as it pertains to the Dream Team for the 1992 Olympics, all right? And the Olympic participation of NBA players. Race at that time, when it was being negotiated to involve NBA players, race was mentioned during the collective bargaining negotiations. I know, because I know many people, because I've been covering the collective bargaining negotiations over the last 30 years, and make no mistake about it, it played a role. It was a factor. Race has always been an important factor in the selling of a predominantly Black product to white America. And even though it's at 57% now and dwindling, I'm talking about the white populace in the United States of America. Once upon a time, it was at 80, 85%. And even though it's dwindled from that point in time, in about 1992, I'm speculating here because I don't have the number in front of me, but one would easily surmise that the white population in the United States of America was hovering around anywhere from 77 to 80%. So if you wanted to be successful, if you wanted to have mass appeal, if it's important even now in this day and age in the year 2026 to have it, imagine how important it was in the year 1992. We didn't have an abundance of migrants and immigrants in this country. Even though there was an Hispanic population in the United States of America, it was nowhere near to what it is today. So the white populace was larger. It was more conspicuous, and it was even that much more pivotal if indeed you wanted mass appeal. NBA players knew that. The NBA product knew that. The National Basketball Association knew it. And it went from there. And then I'm just thinking about along those lines. And I had a source text me this, reminding me that the championship with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, okay, when they first came into the league, the championship was on tape delay. When Magic Johnson dropped 42 and 15 playing center because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar couldn't go into game six against Caldwell Jones and Darryl Dawkins and Julius Erving and those boys. You were talking about a finals that was on tape delay. Franchise values had declined and they were struggling. There was a perceived imagery involving drugs, cocaine, etc. And that it was a predominantly black league. And the objective was, how do you unify? How do you engage in promoting mass appeal? Solution began first with the drug policy, because Commissioner David Stern had to address that. That was followed by partnerships, investments in the partnerships by ownership. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird led the transformation. That's why one could easily argue they're more responsible for the success of the NBA than Michael Jordan. Because even though Michael Jordan certainly did an immense amount of things in promoting the game and provoking international and global appeal, it had to start somewhere. Michael Jordan could not have done what he did if it was not for Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. If you remember, when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird first came in the league, when Jordan arrived, Jordan used to wear sweatsuits and a big gold chain wrapped around his neck. David Falk and those boys got a hold of him, changed his presentation, had him suited down and what have you. And all of a sudden, he was able to take the NBA to another level. Certainly assisted by Julius Erving. Certainly assisted by Magic and Bird, who dominated the 80s. Certainly assisted by Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boy Pistons. Because Isaiah Thomas, a cerebral, intellectual individual who also served as the president of the Players Association while he was leading the Detroit Pistons to titles, while he was establishing himself as one of the elite point guards to ever play the game of basketball, top two all time. All of these things he was doing. And let us not forget that. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma and Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. But I bring all of that up to say, the bottom line is, Black Americans took over the sport. From Magic to Jordan to Vince to Kobe to AI, Shaq, the list went on and on. Even though you always had great Black players, as the appeal grew and certainly elevated to another level come the 1992 Olympics with the original Dream Team, there was this concerted effort that needed to be made to globalize the brand. And you weren't going to be able to do it with just Black players. And it wasn't enough great white players. Let's call it what it is. I'm doing my research here. And I want you to know it, and I want to share it with you. Of the NBA's 75th anniversary team, ladies and gentlemen, 52 of them were black American players. Because remember, I brought up the fact that Cooper Flagg for the Dallas Mavericks, he's not just white, he's an American. And I said, he's the greatest white American player since Larry Bird. One could easily argue about that. But the NBA's 75th anniversary team, 52 players were black American players. Five were international players. Just five. Just five. And 18 were white American players. But get this stat. Only Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and John Stockton had played since the 1990s. Three of the 18 white American players have played since 1990. The other 15 white American players all came before the 1990s. So clearly, you have essentially primarily an African-American sport. So when Kevin Durant opens his mouth and he says, wait a minute now, I know what y'all doing, this cold language, these cold words, and talking about us like this and pointing the finger at us. Wait a minute now. Y'all letting cats off the hook, acting like USA versus European style of how you approach the game. Oh, they're so much better than us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Durant. And I want to state for the record that Kevin Durant has a right to say what he said. I'm going to say it again. This is a man that's criticized me. This is a man that came at me. Doesn't matter to me. I don't give a damn. I love Kevin Durant. I respect the hell out of him. Okay, burner accounts and all from the past. I don't care about that petty nonsense. This is one of the greatest players to have ever played the game of basketball. Let me remind you of who Kevin Durant is. A career 27-point-per-game scorer. An All-American after 1 year coming out of Texas. The former number two overall pick in the NBA draft. A four-time league scoring champion. He's a two-time league MVP. I'm sorry, a one-time league MVP. A two-time champion. A two-time NBA Finals MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a four-time Olympic gold medalist. 2012, 2016, 2020, 2024. A four-time Olympic gold medalist. That's who he is. Who, by the way, has scored a record 518 career points while wearing a USA basketball uniform through 28 games. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that no one else has scored more than 400 points for USA men's basketball in history? Kevin Durant is 118 points above everybody. And oh, by the way, he wants to play in 2028. Do you know who you're listening to when he makes the statement? Do you know who you're talking about? You better back the hell up if you're going to challenge him on this. He has prep credentials. He has collegiate credentials. He has pro credentials. He has championship credentials. He has Olympic credentials. He has gold medal credentials. That's who we're listening to right now. You don't have a leg to stand on to question him about what he feels is being done when people are taking aim at players and he's saying, I know what y'all doing. It's a shot at black Americans. We're controlling the sport. They're tired of us controlling the sport. Is he lying? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hold on to that number. It's here every day. It's here every day at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. 888-MAD-DOG-6. 888-623-3646. Is he lying? You know he's not. You know he's not. Because what we want to do is we got to get down to the nitty-gritty of all of this. Black players like Magic Johnson to Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Allen Iverson, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and others. Black folks have been celebrated. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about when people take shots at USA basketball. They're trying to take shots at African-American players because they really, really don't. They're not comfortable with it just being about blacks controlling the sport. When we took the game overseas, I'm here to tell you, the NBA, whether it's Commissioner Stern, God rest his soul, former Commissioner Russ Granick, okay, and what he meant to the league, present Commissioner Adam Silver, along with Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum, wonderful, wonderful men. I love all of them. I appreciate what they've done for the game of basketball. And I know their attitude is just about business. Globalize the brand. The more you extend, the more barriers you cross, the more revenue you're able to generate. Very, very simple and plain where they're concerned. But that doesn't take away from what the American public wanted and what the public throughout the world wants. See, when you saw these European players, it's a lot of white European players. It's the Dirk Nowitzkis of the world. It's the Manu Ginobili's of the world. It's the Luka Doncic's of the world. It's guys like that. Of course, you see a Wembanyama, who's here now. You saw a Joel Embiid, who arrived. You see Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's arrived, and they're not white European players. We get that part. But the point is, you wanted to globalize the brand. And you have a lot of people out there. You want to see if you're America, which is now 57% and dwindling, you want to see folks that look like you, even if they ain't from here. That's what Kevin Durant is alluding to. We going to sit here and deny that? You see what's going on in the streets of America? You see what people going off about? You see how divided our country is over immigration and what have you? You see all of this stuff going on? You don't think the dwindling of the white populace in the United States of America has something to do with that? I'm not saying that's the end all be all. I'm not saying everything is right or is wrong or right. That's not where I'm going. I'm talking about people's emotions. I'm talking about their fears. I'm talking about you have people when you're sitting up there, we're losing our country. What do you think they're talking about? They're talking about the white populace dwindling before our very eyes and how people want to offset that. You think that doesn't exist in sports? You think that ain't what's happening? You think that's not what Kevin Durant is alluding to? Because I can assure you he is. That's what he's talking about. And he ain't wrong in saying it because it's the truth. Now, that doesn't mean people are wrong for having their fears. It doesn't mean that people are wrong for wanting more white participation, particularly from white Americans. I mean, Cooper Flagg is the best thing that's happened to the NBA in a long time. I'm here to tell you why. The brother's from Maine, and he could ball. Cooper Flagg is going to be a superstar in this league. He's from Maine, and his last name is Flag. Drop the American flag behind him and market the living hell out of him. He is going to make $1 billion before all is said and done because he's got the game to back up his name and his pedigree and his nationality. Cooper Flag is the real deal. Make no mistake about it. But the fact that he's white and his name is Flag, and he will be representing the American flag. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the Olympics in 2028. He will be an Olympic gold. He will be an Olympian. Make no mistake about it. Ain't nobody arguing with that. It's the truth. And everybody needs to recognize it. The brother's that special. His talent breeds that. But that doesn't negate or dilute the significance and the potency of what Kevin Durant was saying. He is right. You got people, even in the year 2026, that take shots at black American players. To be fair, sometimes it's justified when you consider load management, when you consider tanking. But the tanking is more about the teams than the players. But load management, with the money, these dollars, these cats are getting paid. When you're negotiating deals and signing for nine figures and still planning on taking 25 games off a year after you've been off for 4 or 5 months, that is not going to bode well in terms of your imagery in the eyes of the American public. No doubt about it. So some of it, some folks have brought on themselves, but that ain't KD. All KD wanted to do was ball, which is why he was the perfect person to come out and speak about this in the fashion that he did. He is 1,000% right. And it's incumbent upon us, people in my position and other people in the media, to back him up on this, because it's the truth. And some people sit up there and go like this, they don't see color. Oh, it has nothing to do with it. Stop. Stop. That don't mean you rooting against somebody just because they're black or whatever. But when people say you don't see color, no, they see color because they're lying. It's just the truth. And kudos to Kevin Durant for saying out loud what I can assure you most black players think. Y'all appreciate us and our talent and what we bring to the table. But y'all don't really want us to have the cachet that we have. That's what Kevin Durant is saying. And he has every right to say it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Again, I get into Darren Peterson for Kansas a little bit later. I'll touch on that plus some stuff at the NFL Scouting Combine. But I wanted to start off with this because I'm with you when you're telling the truth. Kevin Durant just told the truth. We ain't going to act like he did it. It ain't his job to take it beyond what he said. What he said is enough. It's our job to take it from here. And that's exactly what the hell I'm going to do. Ain't nobody hiding. You listen live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls, my man Vincent Goodwill, and more in a minute. Don't go away.